Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we advance financial markets, politics, arts, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Covered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots of the action you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. In every market, there are solutions as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is message delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, 1690. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number directly first, our note standing by, I am it. Well, I do have a great team when it comes to building a financing plan or plan to save.
I'm Skull Broadcasting.
You already said that. When it comes to developing a financing plan or to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs, save this number for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, a beautiful day in Southern California. You have to find something to celebrate other than the idea of just being waking up on the correct side of the sidewalk. National Saxophone Day. Color of the World Orange Day. Bob Acton Day. Okay, let's go with the probably expect from me, being that I am ready to indulge in National Nachos Day. Sounds a little better, doesn't it? Look at the nachos that going in there. A little guacamole on top. We can enjoy that as well. Let's see what else. Sergio, good to see you. Got to get you back in the store again. I love having to chat with Sergio and his collaborative divorce. Well, glad to see you here, buddy. Checking the markets right now. What are the markets doing other than making us, well, it's a little interesting. We're going to talk a lot about this morning as far as the markets. Why would we be talking so much about the market right now? Well, with the Republican plan going through, that's where it's going. I'm going to share with you some first-hand account. You can go by all this stuff pundits have to say. You can do whatever you want there. But I'm going to share with you some first-hand information. Take a look. We're going to take a look at six different tax returns. I'm not going to tell people's names or people's cities. That would not be legal. But I'm going to go through six different tax returns with you this morning to tell you exactly where they are, where these tax returns are, what these people show as what their income is, tax last year, and if simply lay new taxes on top, what would there be? Going to talk about that on the that up $7.08 a barrel, up $1.43 a barrel. Now, that's a big jump. Oil in high 50s has a lot to do with the arrests in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. That's a big issue there. National average gas, you know, $2.52.9 is the national average. California, we are leading the country. $3.20.8 is the average tank of, for a gallon of gas in California. $3.20. Simply because we tax ourselves so much. Number one in the country. They're 4 cents a gallon cheaper than we are. Hawaii, Alaska, you might think they're a bit cheaper. Now think about this one. $3.20.8. Go and search around. You can actually go and look at various different states. Alabama, almost $1 a gallon cheaper. South Carolina, $1 a gallon cheaper. And we are right here in the tax-rich state. We just love to tax ourselves. Every opportunity we get, let's see if we can tax ourselves just a bit more. So we're paying it. Now, you look at it and say, well, that's is that the issue they want? Is that what we want to be? I mean, if you're paying gas, what is it get their legs from? That's the issue. What happens in most heavily on the paying individuals? If you're rich, the high income individuals, and we're going to talk about some of those issues this morning. Keeping things Well, Rich, and along those lines, number one, the top 1% pays 40% of taxes, and this tax, they're not the ones that are getting any benefit from this tax break. They may get it in their businesses, but for the majority of what we're seeing here, it's not, they're not the ones that are going to benefit from the taxes that are coming through. Just sharing that information with you, it's not going to be them that are going to get those benefits. Well, and like I said, I'm going to show you six different tax returns to prove the point to you very, very clear. So we'll chat about those things with you today. Also, looking at the news, holy cow, one of those catastrophes. Yeah, the issue in Texas, find more and more details there that the individual was not licensed to carry a gun. Now, we know guns don't kill. It's just the way guns don't do anything. I love listening every time we have one of these issues. The individuals come about something, yeah, we have to put some regulation in place. Well, there is already a law in the books that you're supposed to have a permit for a gun. Well, now apparently this individual did not have any permit for the gun. What good is having another law going to do in this whole process? See, criminals don't follow the law. It's just the way it is. So why are we so fascinated by the laws in these issues? They're not going to do any good. It doesn't make any sense to me why you deal with these issues from this standpoint. The crooks, every time I see one of our left saying we need tighter gun laws, and I on social media is where I see this most. We need tighter gun laws. So I said, okay. Why don't we just create a law against murder? You know, only crickets, and I don't have a sound of crickets, but that's all you end up hearing at that point is they have nothing to say then. And what are you smoking? And the whole issue there is the criminals don't follow law. It doesn't matter what law you put in place. Crooks don't follow law. So all you're doing, now what is it that saved more people in Texas? Because I had more guns available to him, he had more ammunition. He went to the church, did what he wanted to do, took off. Why did he take off? Well, apparently, it seems like the person that he wanted wasn't there. So he went to go do further damage. But guess what? Some individuals started chasing him. The individuals chasing him also had guns. So if they have guns and a criminal has guns, guess what? The criminal usually back down, he ends up shooting himself. Now, my personal opinion, again, I'm unfiltered. Why didn't he shoot himself first? He would have saved a whole lot of lives if he would have just done that first. You know, we wouldn't have to worry about any of these issues, but I guess that doesn't work. Then the other, if it's the gun issue, if it's strictly a gun issue, well, why didn't we outlaw trucks in New York? Because the trucks illegally or went on a bike path and killed New York City. So is it the fault there? Why is it just a gun issue? I don't get it. And I just report, share some observations from just a simple guy looking at these things. Let you decide what your thoughts are. We welcome you, audience. Go ahead, you can either post them on social media channels, or you can email me at ronvio.com. You can Facebook message me, instant message me, text me, any way you want to get a hold of us. We're on all the channels, so feel free to give your thoughts. We share them on a regular basis, right? I by no means feel that I've got all the answers. I am open of respectful to pick up your own facts. Respectful debate to me always something that I yell at. You know, something I can learn something just as much as that guy. Donna Brazile in the news as well. Not really happy. Apparently, the Clintons are not getting a lot of love from the former or interim DNC chair, Donna Brazile, telling her to be quiet. I guess she doesn't like the idea of being told to shut up. Yeah, she tells them they can go to hell. Little straight there, isn't it? Amazing. So that's another one of the fun ones. Virginia. Maybe wants to become the next candidate. They got an election tomorrow, and receiving the most attention is again in Virginia. Republican Ed Gustin, Democrat and Ralph Northam. Northam's already committed that he promises to raise taxes if he's elected. Promises taxes. God, I don't know, California did we elect people to promise to raise taxes. Other places are there as well. Holy cow, living legend Sully told a crowd over the weekend, 89-year-old tired broadcaster, one of the most respected and revered men all of sports, on Sunday, he was commenting on Cincinnati, Benny Green assaulted and punched another player. Did you watch this? I mean, if you watch AJ Green, a real genius, and this is who our kids look up to. So he's punching another player. Now, he's got a bare hand punching a player in the helmet. Is there anybody, am I the only one that thinks that this is a bit stupid? I mean, those helmets are
this is ridiculous.
You have a helmet that's meant to protect somebody's head, and this individual is going to punch him in the helmet. Makes sense. But Vin Scully told the crowd that he'll never watch another NFL game again. Doesn't like the idea of these players sitting down on the job. Now, I don't know about you. Most businesses I've ever seen, they don't relish the idea of people sitting on the job. It doesn't go over too well. But we'll figure that one out as we move along in the broadcast today, or we'll attempt to at least. A lot going on, so we're going to continue our chat. Big issue that we want to get to, though, is what is this tax break going to mean to you? Who is it benefiting? And I went and the way I identified this over the weekend, I as you know, I lead a lending team, Siegel Lending Team at Gold Star Mortgage. So what I did is I took about a half a dozen tax returns of people that we've done loans for recently. And I went and looked at those tax returns and I said, okay, here's what the individuals earned. Look at what the automatic exemption, which is going up to $12,000 for individuals, $24,000 for married couples. Then I just, without looking at any other special deals, if there's any other tax breaks they have, just looking at their current income or their last year's income, apply the new tax on there after you take off their exemption. How is that going to compare to what they paid? Because I have the tax returns, so I looked at what they paid last year. So we're going to chat. I'm going to reveal that information to you. We're going to talk to you about a little bit of fact-checking on those tax returns. So we'll chat about that as well. And then we're going to also see what we can find out for you on a couple of other issues like low inventory and real estate, home prices going up. What is the reduction or the elimination of the mortgage interest deduction have to do with that? Steps to monitor your credit. And again, how the Trump tax plan will affect your family. We can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST. NEST to 79564. NEST. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. All you do is put in a little bit of information. Bedrooms, bathrooms, location, roughly the price range you want to be paying. And anytime something comes up that fits your parameters, you're going to get a text message. Now, don't tell the team I told you this. After you've done that, if you send us an email, nest@ronsiegelradio.com, we can go in and put your existing address in if you'd like. You have to send us that. And anytime a property sells in your neighborhood, we'll send you a text message with that one as well. Low inventory causing home prices to maintain fast growth is the subject. The National Association of Realtors released their latest quarterly Metro home price report last week. The report revealed that severely lacking inventory across the country drained sales growth and kept home prices rising at a steady clip in nearly all metro areas. Home prices rose 5.3% over the last quarter across all metros. Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist at National Association of Realtors, discussed the impact of low inventory on buyers in the report. Then I quote, "Unfortunately, the pace of new listings were unable to replace what was quickly sold. Home shoppers had little to choose from, and many had to outbid others in order to close on a home. The end result was a slowdown in sales from earlier in the year, steadfast price growth, and weakening affordability conditions," unquote. What this means to sellers? Rising prices are a homeowner's best friend, as reported by the Washington Post in a recent article. Quote, "The rise in median sales prices has made current homeowners much more willing to sell their home, And that willingness is one of the main drivers behind the inventory that does make it onto the market. While it hasn't been enough to meet demand, it has made the situation much better compared with even 3 or 4 years ago. What this means to buyers in a market where prices are rising, buyers should take into account the cost of waiting. Obviously, they'll pay more for the same house later this year or next year. However, as Construction Dive reported, the amount of cash needed to purchase that home will also increase. And I quote here, these factors have created a situation where the market keeps moving the goalposts in terms of the down payment necessary for first-time home buyers to get into a home. The bottom line, if you're thinking of selling or moving down, waiting might make sense. If you're a first-time buyer or a seller thinking of moving up, waiting probably does not make sense. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So what does this mortgage interest deduction have to do? How is it going to affect what you're doing if you want to buy real estate or if you're selling a home? How's that going to affect you from the tax plan from the president? So let's just look at some of the issues. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're seeing. The plan is not completed yet, so that's one issue for you to be aware of. There are still going to be changes to it, but all we can go by is what we've seen so far, what's been reported so far. So you look at it, and you have to try and get rid of all of the mumbo-jumbo that we hear all the time. And obviously, one of the biggest of mumbo jumbo.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Oops, that wasn't current. That was only from the Unaffordable Care Act. So that didn't have anything to do with this bill. But I'm sure Mrs. Pelosi, well, maybe she won't read this one either. So the questions are from the president. It's a tax bill for the middle class. It's a tax bill for jobs. It's going to bring a lot of companies in, and it's a tax bill for business, which is going to create the jobs. House Speaker Paul Ryan, the focus is on middle-class tax relief. The facts are, let there be no doubt, the middle class is a politically glorified group. Ryan can't talk about the middle class enough. GOP leaders mentioned middle-income earners 14 times at a recent news conference. But the plan is geared to companies and wealthy people, according to this report, and we know that to be hogwash because they obviously have not read
but
the bill.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Ironically enough, some of the savings that have been reported are almost spot on with what I'm seeing when I run some of the numbers in the tax bill. Now, it talks about getting rid of the mortgage interest deduction. I had somebody ask me about that one the other day. 68.5% of the returns do not include a mortgage interest deduction previously. 68.5% did not include a mortgage interest deduction. And that was before we doubled the standard deduction. So think about that concept. If you double the standard deduction, there's going to be even more people that will not get that that will not take the mortgage interest deduction because they don't need to. It doesn't benefit them. They'd rather take the $12,000 or $24,000 standard deduction. Married couple, the first $24,000 of earnings, absolutely tax-free. Head of household, that's going to be about $18,000 tax-free. Think about those numbers, because what ends up happening is all the numbers that they did in the head of household numbers or in the numbers that you're seeing, because they don't report those data. They really just look and say, okay, what's the number in there, or what's your benefit? So the idea here is they're looking at the numbers and they're saying, okay, we got to take off various components. So they tell you single earners $12,000 and a married couple is $24,000. They're telling us that if you're a married couple, $90,000 is the first tax bracket and $45,000 is the second tax bracket. So we want to look at those numbers and say, okay, where do they fall in? The easy part of that really is how does household, because when I look at the numbers, I did two single income earners, I did two head of household earners, and I did two joint filings to kind of determine what's the tax consequences for each. What is their return going to look like if we just apply it? Anybody that has access to tax returns, if you're a CPA, if you're a lender, you can actually do this quite simply. It took me maybe, once you just figure out the formulas, it only took me about a half hour to look at six of these returns. That's going to be a big issue right there as well, because if it doesn't take a whole lot of time to do these tax returns, well, who's going to be against it? Yeah, companies like H&R Block are not going to be too happy with this, because that's how they make their money. They make their money, as long as it's hard for you to do your taxes and you need their services, well, that's how they continue to make money. That's what the CPA is like. So there's going to be your first lobby that's going to be against the idea here. Is it going to hurt real estate? I don't think so. Because if people have more money, now I'm going to share with you the numbers, but there's basically only, I think I found maybe one family out of all the returns I looked at that did not get a benefit from the new tax plan. Only one. And there's, you know, like I said, I did six. I just looked at six. So we're going to chat about some of those things. What are some of the other question marks that people have been looking at? Well, the top 1%, they pay 40% of the taxes. Yeah, they're going to probably have to pay a little bit more. But that's going to be on their personal return. And it's going to be the person that is a W-2 employee. They're going to pay more. That's the one area where I found people paid more, is the W-2 employee that's a high-income earner. Now, the business owner, they're the ones that employ 70% of the people. They're going to get a big break, because they're going to go from that 39.6% tax bracket on the individual. The pass-through is going to go down to 25%. If you've got a corporation, that's going to go down to 20%. I don't really worry too much about the higher income earners. Why? Because they're going to find ways to do different techniques so that it saves them money. They may find that they want to incorporate. They may want to get a pass-through corporation or an LLC. That might be the benefit for them. Not a problem right there. That'll make life a little bit easier. And they'll save money in the long run. They've got plenty of money to hire people to help them save money. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. 10 steps to monitor your credit and how, continue our conversation on how the president's tax plan will affect your family. All that and more. Reach us anytime, off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com, you have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Go on the site there, creditsanitizer.com. Just fill out the information that's on the site. You're going to get an email once a week with some credit tips. If you need some additional assistance on that, then all you need to do is really simple. All you're going to do is let me know. I'll put you in touch with Alan Hahn. He'll give you the information you need. Get you working on that. He's got a whole book process for doing this. You can do it yourself. Of course, you can do your own knee surgery, fix your own tooth, all those things. I don't recommend it, but you could do it. He's got giving you all the information. If you want an expert to do it for you, Alan will help you with that part of it, which will be a lot better off for you. 10 steps to monitor your credit. And again, you should be doing this all the time because bad credit can cost you thousands when you're looking at a house, a car, furniture, credit cards, all these issues. Bad credit costs you a lot of money. The higher your credit score, the lower interest rate you'll have on loans, and you'll end up saving thousands of dollars. However, the time to monitor your credit score is not when you first need credit. It's on a regular basis all the time. Where do you go to start that? Well, right now, what you want to be doing is going to EquifaxSecurity2017.com. EquifaxSecurity2017.com. Get a look at your credit report. Look at your real FICO score. Review the credit report. Make sure that you've got the accurate information, even to the point that your addresses or address where you live should be accurate. If your employer's in there, make sure that is accurate. Make sure all the data on there is accurate. Make sure if you've got a credit card that it's showing how the correct time when you opened it as opposed to where it is now. The longer you've got credit on your report, the better your scores are going to be. Very, very simple. If you have data that was stolen, if you'll be able to see that on there. If you've got a mixed report, that's a common one. If your name is John Smith, Juan Gonzalez, common names. Very, very common for that to happen and to have the wrong person's credit showing up on your report. You've got to talk about it. You've got to deal with it on a regular basis. And again, don't ever push that button on there that says, there's a button that says dispute this. Don't ever do that. That's just a ruse from the credit card companies to try and get you to give them an easy way to say, you're wrong, we're right, deal with it. That's just what that button is for. So avoid that one at all costs. Just a thought for you. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Now, continuing our conversation on the Trump or Republican tax plan that we've been chatting about, who's going to be the beneficiaries of this? And you have to remember one big issue here. In California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Connecticut, those states are going to have, they're going to be the ones you're going to hear most of the squabbling from. That's going to be the big issues. You're going to hear more and more from Nancy Pelosi.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
But what she's going to really want is she's going to want to kill the bill before you find out what's in it. That's really going to be her plan here. Why is that her plan? Well, because in her state, in California, well, we vote for people that like to increase our taxes at all times. Well, when you take out the state and local taxes as being a write-off, it really makes the tax code, the federal tax code, much more equitable. What does that mean? Well, basically what ends up happening is if you earn $100,000 in California and you earn $100,000 in Nevada, well, because you're paying so much more in taxes in California, state and local income tax, well, your tax liability to the feds is less. Is that fair that somebody in California pays less federal income tax than somebody in Nevada? Because Nevada decides that they don't want to be spending so much money. They don't want the state to do everything for them. Now, if you like the idea of the state doing everything for you, not a problem there. That's not an issue. Just be aware that you're paying the price for it. It's costing you money. That's your choice, right? I mean, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just what you've decided. I want more taxes, so I'm going to vote for Jerry Brown. I don't want as many taxes. I'm going to move to Nevada. That's going to be the big issue with the tax bill. That's why you're going to see a lot of complaints on it, is the people in California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, those are the high income tax states. Those people are going to say, you know something, I think that I'm going to move out of state because it's going to save me money. Now, it depends on the type of job you have, where your family is. Look at those different issues. Because if you are a computer programmer, I have a friend of mine that is a computer programmer. Well, until just recently, other than for health issues, he was living in Hawaii. Nobody cared where he lived. They called him or they emailed him. He answered the phone. He answered the email. He got the work done. So if you're a computer programmer, if you don't have to be on site with your clients, you may say, okay, well, I'm going to move to Nevada, do my work remotely from there, and save money. Think about that. If you've got a $100,000 income and say you're paying 9 to 13% in California taxes, well, you're talking about $13,000 in taxes potentially. Not something you really want to be looking at. So let's look at a few tax returns. No, I'm not going to tell you anybody's name, but I will tell you Miss A is single, $37,000 in income. She is, again, single, so she gets to take off $12,000 as her standard deduction. Income tax rate, $0 to $45,000, 12%. She's going to save $406 a year under the new plan. That is a single income earner, $37,000 in income, saving $400 a month. Let's look at another single income earner, $55,000 roughly in income. Again, still single, so it's still the $12,000 deduction. Their tax liability on the bottom of their tax form last year, $6,465. Under the new plan, again, all I did was take their income less their standard deduction of $12,000, apply the tax code to it, save about $1,000 on that one. So that's another simple process, another one. head of household. So $86,000 in income for this head of household. They get an $18,000 deduction is what the reported numbers are. They're saying it's going right there in the middle of all the different numbers. So you get $18,000 in deductions. You're going to go in the middle again of that initial tax bracket. So, and this one also has a child tax credit. They still qualify for that. Saving $1,881 a year on this particular return, $1,881 a year savings. We'll go through the other three when I come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets, talking about the Trump tax plan. That's our discussion today and how it will affect you and your family. You can kind of take a guess based on these numbers. Where do you fit in? You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Gold Star Mortgage is the place where you only place I know of, again, that you can get the fast pass loan approval, fast pass loan approval. That means you go in and you get to buy a property or make an offer on a piece of property with no loan contingencies. That means you're going same as cash. You're competing with all of the cash buyers. Think about that, how it's going to benefit you. All of the cash buyers. That's going to save you $5,000, $10,000, maybe $50,000 on the purchase of a piece of real estate, because the seller knows that you're going to close and you're going to close on time, because you can. You're basically, your loan is all done already. When that happens, believe it or not, you can actually be closed in as little as 12 days. So let's look at some of the ways that the Trump tax plan will impact families in 20 big cities. So we've talked a little bit about higher income earners. They're going to pay a little bit more maybe in taxes. The state and local income tax no longer being able to deduct those. That's going to hurt higher earning residents in California, New York. Again, I talked to you about that one. Connecticut, New Jersey, all of those different areas. So New York, the estimates showed the overall most New York families would get a tax break if Trump's tax bill were to be signed into law. The lowest quintile, bottom 20% of earners, would see their taxes unchanged. Those earning the median income would see their taxes cut by about $578, dropping from paying $93.50 to $87.70. Los Angeles, Trump's tax plan calls for, again, the elimination of the state and local tax deductions, meaning taxpayers can no longer deduct the high income taxes and sales taxes from their federal taxes. So that'll be another issue. Data suggests the highest earning families in LA, those earning $1.5 million per year, will see a tax increase of about $30,000 with the plan. No, that's not what we wanted. Yeah. Middle class in LA will see a modest decrease in their taxes. We estimate that LA families earning the city's median income will pay about $445 less in taxes. Let's continue seeing what else I can find on this report that's in the California area. San Francisco. So like Los Angeles, the highest earning San Francisco families will be hit by the changes to the state and local tax. If you hear him talk about SALT deduction, that's state and local taxes. We estimate that San Francisco families with two children who earn $1.5 million per year are going to pay, again, $29,700 more. Families who earn the city's median income, $103,000, would see their tax bill fall by $1,927. That's the highest percentage cut of the family situations we looked at. Riverside, according to the model, the average high-earning families in Riverside would get a tax cut under the new plan. But the highest, again, highest earning, average and high earning, the highest don't. Family earning $1.5 million would need to pay $29,000 more. Again, they can't deduct the state and local income taxes. So let's go back to the analysis that I did. Let me show you San Diego first. San Diego families, very different depending on their income level. The data suggests that families who earn the city's median income of $71,481 will get a tax cut of $957. High-income San Diego families, those at the bottom of the highest 5%, will see their taxes cut by 8% thanks to no longer being, again, it's all about the state and local taxes. That's where the biggest issue is going to continue to be seen for people in California. Now, let's look at some more tax returns. I think we got through the first three. So Mike here, he's married, and he earns $186,000 a year. He's going to get his $24,000 deduction. So we're going to look at his, he's going to get to pay more. Unfortunately, he's the one person that $186,000 in income as a married couple, going to be about a $4,300 increase in the tax liability here. Cindy, head of household. OK, Okay, so we're looking at this one. Actually, let's go to this, the final one. It's a married couple, $122,000 in income. We're looking at their liability drops by $2,688. See, go through all six of these. That's what I liked. I looked at all six of them. The average of all six, including one that went up by over 4,000, one went down by over 4,000, and everything in between, savings of $1,019 per year on average. And these are all California returns, all California returns. So think about all of these different, these different families. So we looked at two singles, two head of households, two that were married couples. Everybody's, all but one is saving money. So there's your breakdown on these to see what your thoughts are, to see if it's what's going to happen for you and your family. I would suggest, now I didn't go and look at a lot of the, because it's not our cup of tea here, and it's not the individuals that I deal with on the most part. So I didn't look at a whole lot of high net worth individuals. That wasn't our focus. But when we did look at almost everybody else, most other families are doing much better off under the president's tax proposal. Again, head of households, singles, there's a big benefit for you. So you can listen to what all of these other pundits are telling you, what all their commentary is. Tell them to do some numbers and show you some numbers. Because I'm going to suggest, if you actually look at the numbers, which a lot of people, they want to give you the talking points. Your talking points are not going to be right where it's at. So I'm going to give you a real quick recap. Single, earning $37,000, saved $406. Single, earning $55,000, saved $1,301. Head of household, earning $86,000, saved $1,800. Single, head of household, earning $96,000, saved $4,229. Married, $122,000 in income, saved $2,600, almost $2,700. And married, $186,000 in income, increase of $4,000, almost $4,400. There's your numbers. I challenge anybody to tell me what, give us another overlay, and we'll try and run them for anybody that wants us to run numbers, just a simple overlay. You know, I'm not going to go through and do all of the deductions, because we don't know exactly where all these deductions are going to fit in. But the basis of it is you've got an increase. You're doubling that standard deduction is where a lot of the benefit comes from. When I'm looking at these different returns for people, is you double that standard deduction. Now, you still have the child tax credit. So, and again, that phases out. So you have to look at that number, $1,000 per child. Zach, I think you're probably going to be right in that area where it might, I'll have to look, I'll look at yours. I'll throw it into the mix, and I'll send you a text message seeing where yours comes in at, because I don't have that one right in front of me. I got to look and see what all the other numbers are, but you're basically going to be, you're probably going to be in the tighter numbers. It's probably going to be a little bit more challenging for you, but I'll look at it and see exactly what it looks like. Just the way it is. The tax plan for most people, it's going to be a savings, and then you have to start looking and saying, here's the big issue. Once you start getting into some of these higher numbers, what I'm going to really want to chat with you about, and we'll have some of the professionals come in, how do you convert your income from being standard W-2 income to pass-through income? You might find that it's better off for you to be looking and saying, okay, you know something, I need to set up an LLC or a sub-S corporation and deal with it from there. That might be a better benefit for certain individuals. You're going to look and say, well, will it work? Well, we'll talk about it. I'm going to continue this thought process. We'll keep looking at it. We want you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.